Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And, well, a lot of stuff happening here right now. And here at the league meetings, everything kind of starting to wrap up here a little bit in terms of all the voting and everything. Mm-hmm. Just had an opportunity to speak with Steelers President Art Rooney II, and he addressed some of the rule changes that happened here. Obviously, the hip drop was one that he addressed and said that was something that ownership really felt just had to be taken out of the game. And he referenced, you know, hey, look, we lost Le'Veon Bell to this very injury the season just a few years ago. That's a devastating injury to lose, you know, one of your star players like that. And, you know, that's now a play that's taken out of the game.
Yeah, it sounds like the commissioner's about to speak as well. I'm sure he's going to address it as well. And I'm sure there's a long list of injuries from it. And I understand that being a tackler in today's NFL is very difficult and you don't have as much to work with. But if it's a pretty obvious conclusion that this is a dangerous play, I think you have to do everything you can to get rid of it. And I forgot about Bell.
Yeah, I mean, that was a Vontaze Burfict. He's running down the sidelines and Burfict tackles and pulls him down from behind and drops the weight on the back of Le'Veon's legs. And if you remember at the time, a lot of the Steelers players were upset about that.
Right.
Because they felt that Burfict tried to injure.
Oh, he's got a bit of a reputation, too.
Yeah.
You know,
And, you know, I think that's one of the things, what they're trying to eliminate, you could still tackle a guy from behind.
Of course.
What you can't do is just completely leave your feet and just let your weight fall on
all your weight on the stress and the hamstrings and all the body, you know, lower body stuff is just too much. You know, these guys are big and physical and obviously – it's a dangerous game, but if you can eliminate, I don't know, 10 to 20 injuries per year just from that, well, that's worth it. You know?
Yeah, especially, again, you're talking about star offensive players.
These are guys carrying the ball.
Yeah, guys who have the ball in their hands, and this is the injury that's happening to them.
Mm-hmm. So, no, I think that's an easy one. So
yeah.
That's a good move.
You know, he also mentioned that, of course, the Steelers were awarded Germany as another international area here, so they now have three, Mexico, Ireland from last year, and now Germany.
Can you explain that to me and the listeners a little bit? I don't quite understand how teams are awarded
marketing rights for those particular countries.
Okay,
and so they can go in and start. You know, the Steelers will start sending.
Might several teams have Germany?
Yeah, there are a number of teams that have Germany already. The Steelers also went into that markets, and what it does, it allows you to. You know, it gives you a cooperation there so you can go in and market your team in those areas. It also opens you up then to host games in those areas.
And maybe build some sort of fan base.
Right.
They're more likely to like the Steelers than someone that's not
Germany.
So,
for example, the Steelers have had watch parties for Steeler games in Mexico City. They've done it in Ireland. You know, things of that nature. You know, it just allows you to
is it Mexico, Germany, and Ireland now? Are there three? Okay.
Yeah.
And does every team have three? Do you know that?
I don't know that every team has three. Some have three. Some have, I think, maybe even a little bit more than that, maybe four.
Okay.
Some, you know, have one or two. It just depends on, you know, how much marketing you want to do with your team.
And the way you said it, the league awarded it to the Steelers. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to give you now Germany, too. Maybe next year they'll get another one, or who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
He also said that, you know, they expect to find out about an upcoming draft.
Yeah, that's
hosting
exciting.
That at the next league meetings, which I believe are in May. So
okay, so there's another owner meeting.
Yeah,
where none of the media and stuff are at. I mean, this isn't the only one between now and
this
the
is the
day.
Big one.
This is the big one. Right?
This is the big one. But they'll vote on the things of that nature at that meeting. So we'll know.
So we'll know about the draft to come May, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. And that's for 2026, correct? I think they put in for two different years.
Yeah, right? I think it's 26 and 27 that they put in for. One of those 2 years is what they're hoping to get. So,
that'd be great.
Because there's a lot of planning that goes into that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of our listeners that aren't from Pittsburgh would come to town for that. And, you know, you got to give them plenty of time. And I would imagine we'd be broadcasting down there, quite a bit. Yeah.
There'll be quite a presence down there, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun, though.
Yeah. And, of course, also mentioned that, you know, the talked a lot about the kickoff rule.
Yeah.
And said, you know, initially he was kind of on the fence about it. But when he saw it was going to pass, he's like, oh, well, I might as well get behind it here and, mm-hmm. and voted in favor of it. He said, but look, it's going to dramatically change the look of the game a little bit.
Oh, it's going to definitely be a different visual, to say the least. Did he happen to mention anything along the lines of it was close or there was a lot of back and forth on it? Or
I mean, there was a lot of back and forth on it. But, you know, the leagues, the special team coaches from around the league – came up with this proposal. As I mentioned, they all got on a conference call together, and this was what they came up with.
That's a pretty strong support staff.
Yeah, so it was a 29-3 vote.
Oh, okay.
When so it finished off.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, 17-15 or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nothing
okay.
like that. So
good.
We'll see how it works this year, and, you know, they'll tweak it next year or they'll eliminate it, one of the two.
Mm-hmm. Or keep it as
or
is.
Or keep it as
is. Perfect. Who
yeah,
knows?
So.
I keep thinking about it. Like, what are the – what are the cute little
strategies? This is how your mind works.
Right. It's just like, well, how can I take advantage of that? How can I, you know, be the best at it in the league where other people don't know? And I haven't come up with it yet, but maybe tonight after a couple cold ones we'll come up with some good ideas.
yeah, so that's, you know, kind of the just –
that's the news of the day.
Everything yeah. That Art had to say about that. He also said, look, we've been, you know, we've been very busy in free agency.
Yeah, so did he talk about the team much? You know,
the next big step here is the draft, and you know we'll start prepping for that, and well, I'll continue prepping mm-hmm. for that. But that's you start ramping up for this year's draft as a way to acquire more talent for your team.
And the league's about to get semi-quiet here. I mean, it's almost truly draft season where the decision makers are behind the scenes, building boards, hosting visits, doing all the medical background, all that kind of stuff. So things are going to slow down here a little before
a little
the draft.
Bit. There'll be a signing here or there
across
the league, you know, because there's still some guys out there, a lot of guys out there who are going to play football. This
oh,
year.
Tons of those.
Yeah,
a couple of them will get released that look like they're with teams, and you know, a lot of Odell to the Dolphins talk right now, things like that. There's some big name guys still out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah, Commissioner Roger Goodell.
He's talking as we speak
here about some of these rule changes as well, and just you know gives a kind of a state of the league mm-hmm. kind of address there, and so
sure seems like the league is healthy and thriving.
And also, he mentioned Art Rooney mentioned that you know hey we got the Week 9 deadline.
I forgot about
the
that.
Trade deadline.
I don't think we talked about that on the air. So that's official.
That's official now.
They bumped it one more week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it will be. That's the Williamson rule.
I would have said two, but hey, you know, one's better than nothing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one puts it in the middle, right in smack dab in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You play an 18-week
early
season.
November.
So now you got week. You know, now you have 9 weeks to assess your team.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one more game to at least. Hey, are we buyers, are we sellers. Do we need something? Are we not. You know. So, I mean, who knows how next year goes? But I keep thinking about how the Steelers have so many day two picks a year from now. They could be a team to, you know, grab something if there's an injury or whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe they're active at the deadline.
One thing we haven't talked about, Matt, is the NFL this year is going to do a Christmas Day game.
That I just got that blurb while you were over
there.
And it's on a Wednesday.
It's on a Wednesday. So the team that plays in that game on Wednesday, the teams, plural,
yeah.
play in that
Wednesday. One game, right?
I believe so, that Christmas game. Their previous game is going to be on Saturday, not Sunday. So they're not going to make a team play Sunday.
I got you. So that's like a Sunday-Thursday gap.
Yeah.
Okay. So there'll be two Saturday games?
Apparently.
I would imagine. Yeah, that makes sense.
You're not playing a doubleheader. Well,
right.
I mean, you could do like Bengals-Steelers and then Bengals-Steelers, but you're probably not going to do that.
Yeah, I guess that's probably not the case. But I hadn't thought of that. I mean, that is a super short week. Pretty sure the wife's not hoping for Steelers on Christmas.
What you really don't want to see is a team that has two Thursday night games and also get the Christmas game. You would hope that the league would avoid that. Like the Steelers were one of, I think, four or five teams last year that had two Thursday night games. That was the first time that you've been able to do that.
I would hope you count that Wednesday as a Thursday game.
Basically,
you
I
know
would think
I mean?
So, yeah.
Right, and don't just count it as a any old game. But I'm sure it's going to be premier teams, though.
Yeah.
I don't think
they're going to want to put it, you know, two very good football teams.
Yeah, I doubt
on Christmas Day.
Cardinals Texans or Cardinals Panthers or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I bet it's
nothing
brand name.
Against those franchises.
Well, I'm sure. I'm just looking at ones that pick at the top of the draft. You know, they may rebound strong.
So that'll be fun, also have those Thursday games. And I didn't even think about this, but Art was asked about those Thursday games and how he felt about it, because last year he was talking about it here because that got approved. He said, you know, hey, we dealt with it. We actually won both of those Thursday night games. So, ended up being okay.
Yeah. These teams, especially the Steelers, have been very adaptive over the years. I mean, those COVID years, they got moved around left and right. And it's harder than people think. But an experienced head coach, I think, has a really strong feel of how to manage that week, you know, if you give them a little bit of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So there'll be no Christmas Eve games this year. There's always Christmas Eve games.
Yeah,
it's a Tuesday.
That won't be
a
Tuesday night, yeah.
Right.
Christmas Eve will just be Christmas Eve.
You guys just be with the fam.
Yeah.
All right.
Like that.
Yeah.
I like that part of it.
That'll be the good news.
I've covered enough Christmas Day games and New Year's Eves and all those kind of things.
And
Thanksgiving.
All that stuff. Right.
My birthday. And not that anybody cares about that.
Yeah, they're on the edge of their seat about that.
I think one year I ended up doing – so.
There was one year that was really bad recently.
They played a Christmas game. They played a Thanksgiving game. They played on my birthday, and then they played a New Year's game.
They had a Halloween one not too long ago, too, from what I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids don't trick or treat anymore or anything, I mean, but still.
You have a big Halloween party.
We do have a big Halloween party, but that's on a Saturday usually. So every other year. So yeah. I think this is Halloween party year, by the way.
Is it?
You're up. Yeah, last year we didn't.
You're right. You didn't.
Yeah. Maybe we didn't.
And one year, the first one I went to, you were dressed up like the – you guys, your family had a
Was that the Star Wars one?
No, it was the Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
And you had the full onesie on.
It's like a Demogorgon.
You were the Demogorgon.
Was way too tight and way too transparent. It was not a good look. I didn't keep that on much longer. Yeah, that was, hey, welcome to the house.
We saw a lot of Matt that night.
When I say
we saw a lot of Matt that night, we saw a lot of Matt that night.
Yeah, that was not ideal. I think that's been retired. That went back to the Upside Down. Yeah.
Your son might be able to wear that now.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good look. That wouldn't be as tight on him. good stuff on the scheduling, though. I mean, I hope the Steelers don't play Christmas, but Christmas Eve will go over well with him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's get to another break here. Maybe we'll get some more news coming out of this whole thing here as we continue to cover these NFL meetings. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. And if you're watching on YouTube, we appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
Please subscribe to the channel. We like that. And you got lots of good programming out there, as Gerard mimics me here. I see you over there.
He's been stuck listening to us all week.
Yeah, he's got more to listen to, and we'll get to that when we return right after this.
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go!
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And, Matt, I forgot to mention when we were talking previously there about what Art Rooney had to say, Art Rooney II had to say, that he said it looks like the Steelers won't be doing any international games this year.
Ah, good for you guys to travel, right.
Which is good news. Because
I mean, I'm sure it's a blast and it's a great adventure and
you know,
good for the league, good for the team. But you guys that have to travel with the team, it's a pretty big commitment.
Yeah. So the NFL also announced today that they'll do two exclusive streaming games this season. And one will be on Peacock Universal, which will do the game week one game in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Wow. Okay. Is that the Thursday nighter? Is that the
opening? The Friday nighter.
So there's a Thursday, a Friday, a Sunday, a Monday that week.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that Sao Paulo game is a Friday night game, and that's going to be streamed on Peacock NBC Universal.
We know that's the Eagles. We don't know their opponent, though.
Is that
correct? Okay.
Also, Prime Video, which is where they put the Thursday night games, they're going to stream a wild card game this season.
Oh, wow, okay.
Which, okay, I mean, they're already streaming.
Yeah.
People who want to watch the NFL or have access to that.
Okay. I mean, that's noteworthy. I mean, I think you can also get it with the NFL Plus package, too.
Yeah.
I think they also correlate with that, which is how I watch them, yeah.
But the Peacock thing, they did that last year with the playoff game.
A lot of people hated it because they had to sign up for Peacock, you know, right?
I know a lot of people signed up for Peacock and then dropped it right after that. But I did see something that came out that said like 70% of the people who signed up for Peacock just stayed stuck.
Just end up keeping it.
Yeah.
Probably start watching. I mean, that's why they do it. You start watching a series or whatever, and boom. You know?
Yeah, you saw, all of a sudden now you're watching all the Star Trek stuff or
something.
Yeah,
or whatever it is. Yeah, Yellowstone or whatever it is. Yeah. Cool.
So
as we said, the commissioner is speaking as we speak, and I'm sure there'll be some news out of that.
That week one game also, you'll be able to also see it on NFL Plus. So
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You can. Those other ones, there's not the only way to do it.
Yeah, so there are different ways to do that. I saw this on NFL.com, and they've Kevin Patra put together some of the trades that have happened around the league. And he graded the trades that have happened thus far in the league.
From both sides, as he gives each team a grade.
So the first one on here is the Justin Fields trade.
Yeah.
The Steelers get an A+.
Didn't really give anything up.
Yeah. From the Bears side of it, they got a D+.
I understand that, but I also think there is value, and this applies to Pickett, of getting the incumbent out of the building. It's a younger guy.
I understand that.
Not that he's a bad guy or he's a problem, of course. But
2025 conditional sixth-round pick, though, for the former 11th pick in the draft is...
I mean, even if it turns into a fourth, is not great, because if it did, it means he played a lot. That doesn't mean he played well, but it means he played a lot.
Right.
So I honestly thought they'd get noticeably more than that.
The Sam Howell trade. The Seahawks got an A-. They got Sam Howell. A 2024 fourth rounder, which is 102 overall. A 2024 sixth rounder, which is 179 overall. And the Commanders got, on the back end of that, they got a C+, a 2024 third rounder, which was number 78, which is actually pretty valuable.
It's not too bad, right? Yeah.
And a 2024 fifth rounder, which is 152.
Okay. So if I were to grade all these quarterback trades, including Pickett, including Fields, Howell's another example, I would give a better grade to all the receiving teams.
Yeah.
They're the guys that got the quarterbacks. You've got some talented guys pretty cheap.
Like the Steelers, got the A+ for the Fields grade.
Yeah.
They'll probably not get they won't be on the winning end.
Philly will get a better grade than the Steelers on the Pickett deal.
Yeah.
Right. And I agree with that. I mean, all these quarterbacks I think were got for a nice price.
The Mac Jones trade.
Another one. I mean, not that he's great, but he got
Jacksonville gets a B. They get Mac Jones. The Patriots get a C- because they get a 2024 sixth rounder, which is 193 overall.
Okay, well, it's not a terrible pick, but I mean, still, he had to go.
Yeah.
Jones and Fields are only 1 year rentals, though. You know, where Pickett, Ritter, Howell, you get them for two. You know.
Yeah. The Eagles get a C for the Pickett trade. They got Kenny Pickett and a 2024 fourth round pick, which is 120 overall.
Okay.
The Steelers also have the pick right ahead of that, which is why they were able to make that move.
Yeah.
The Steelers got the 2024 third-round pick, which is 98 overall, so you moved up.
Which is a nice pick,
You moved up 20 spots in this year's draft.
It's a good spot to be in this draft.
Yeah. They also get the 2025 two seventh-round picks in 2025, which
the seventh-rounders are sort of throwaway picks.
You might be able to turn that into a, you know, maybe that's a veteran. Let's say you have a rash of injuries again this year. Well, maybe that's your, you know,
trade deadline move.
A guard
like
or, you know, something. Or maybe you turn one of those into your, you know, make a trade for a center, and that's the second pick that you give up.
And I was thinking, too, something that they seem to do pretty well is the next trade that happens, one of those seventh turns into a fifth next year. You know, and it seems like they do a good job gradually moving up at the back of drafts.
The Desmond Ritter trade.
Real quick on the Eagles. I mean, one of the criticisms I heard from Eagle folks were, if you're going to make this trade, why do you make it for Fields?
Right.
You know what I mean? He's more Hurts.
He's more like Hurts.
Right. If you're going to do this, go get Fields instead of Pickett.
The Desmond Ritter trade, both teams get Bs. Of course, the Cardinals get Desmond Ritter. The Falcons got Rondell Moore. That's a straight swap.
That's a great deal for both teams to me.
Yeah.
I mean, Ritter can do Kyler-ish stuff. He's cheap. He's been around the block already. I don't think he's great. I mean, I think accuracy is a real problem, and I'm sure Arthur Smith would agree with me if you gave him truth serum. But it's a cheap backup, and, you know, quarterbacks don't grow on trees. Rondell Moore's up after this year, too, so I don't think they were going to resign him.
The Keenan Allen trade, the Bears got a B+. The Chargers got a C-. The Bears got Keenan Allen. The Chargers got a 2024 fourth-round pick, which is 110 overall.
Mm-hmm. So, of course,
that was a straight salary dump.
Yeah, so that's just a salary dump. I mean, I think I would give the Bears a good grade as he did because they have a rookie quarterback. I mean, he's like as friendly of a receiver as a rookie quarterback could get. And they can inherit the money. I mean, they can deal with the money, but Chargers were in a bind.
The Jerry Jeudy trade. The Browns get Jerry Jeudy. The Broncos get a 2024 fifth-round pick, which is 136, and a 2024 sixth-round pick, which is 203. This one, so the Browns got a B-minus, the Broncos got a C. For me, with this one, I would also factor in that the Browns gave Jerry Jeudy a big contract,
which they didn't have to do. Right. I mean, that's not where I would have invested my money if I were Cleveland. And considering some of these other trades that happened, including the Deontay one, the compensation wasn't just nothing either. I mean, it was a fifth and sixth, so just, you know, something for Denver that wasn't going to pay him. Probably wasn't happy about picking up his fifth-year option they were stuck on, and needs every pick they can get because their roster is really lean.
Yeah. The Deontay Johnson trade. Carolina gets Deontay Johnson and a 2024 seventh-round draft pick, which was 240. The Steelers
get a real throwaway pick.
Yeah. The Steelers get cornerback Dante Jackson and a 2024 sixth-round pick, which was 178. So essentially you moved up 62 spots.
Which is a lot.
And a cornerback for Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to say, when I saw that on my phone, I was like, wow, I thought they'd get more for Johnson. But I do think a lot of these trades have really screamed to us, if you can move from, what is it, 240 to 178, that has a lot of value this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that in itself has more value than people might understand.
The grade here, though, is the Panthers got an A-minus, the Steelers get a D+.
Okay. And I think the book still needs to be written on Jackson.
Yeah.
See how he fits in.
At running back, the Joe Mixon trade. I didn't like this one at all.
I was talking to a Houston guy last night, and I'm like, I love everything you guys did except for that.
Yeah. So the Texans get Joe Mixon. The Bengals get a 2024 seventh-round draft pick, which is number 224.
When they were rumored to cut him right before that.
Yeah.
You know, so they weren't going to get much in return. I just don't know what
they both got B's.
They both got B's?
B's.
I mean, good for the Bengals to get anything, is my point.
Yeah.
And it wasn't much. I just don't know why Mixon was a target, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I think he's fading quick. He's really been a liability and protection his whole career, too.
Yeah.
You know.
The Morgan Moses trade. The Jets get Morgan Moses and a 2024 third-round draft pick, which is 135 overall. The Ravens receive a 2024 fourth-round draft pick, which is 113 overall, and a 2024 sixth-round pick, which is 218.
Wow. That's the first I've heard the details of that, but that's basically getting Moses for free. That's a salary dump, too.
Yeah. I mean,
the fourth-rounder for a third-rounder next year.
Yeah.
And then you get a late one.
I know. They're all those picks are this year.
Oh, okay. The Jets got the best pick and the player.
The Jets got a pick 135. The Ravens got pick 113.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes more sense.
The Jets get a B+.
They need them. They're trying to win now, you know.
The Ravens get a C+ on that.
But do they have a hole?
Yeah. You know,
I mean, McCarrie will probably be one of the starters, or maybe he's the starter there. But they got O-line issues.
The Brian Burns trade.
I like this one.
The Giants get Brian Burns in a 2024 fifth-round draft pick, which is 166 overall. The Panthers get a 2024 second-round pick, which is 39.
Okay.
They get a 2024 fifth-round pick, which is 141, and a 2025 fifth-round pick. They got a D-minus. The Giants get an A+.
I say I love what the Giants did. They also had an extra second-round pick for the Leonard Williams trade to Seattle. It's not that they have extras they can just throw them around. But
39 is a good pick in this draft, though.
Yeah, Dexter Lawrence in the middle and him and Thibodeau coming off the edge. I mean, that's a D-line.
What else we got here? Defensive tackle, the Malik Collins trade.
I didn't see details on this one either.
The San Francisco 49ers get Malik Collins, and the Houston Texans get a 2024 seventh-round draft pick, 232.
True salary dump. Yeah.
B-plus for the 49ers, a C-plus for the Texans.
And both those teams were really active with their D-line this offseason.
The Legarius Sneed trade.
Yeah.
This is another one where they traded for a guy and then paid him. Mm-hmm. It was 4 years, $76 million, I believe.
Yeah.
So the Titans get Legarius Sneed and a 2024 seventh-round pick. They don't list what the numbers are.
Seventh-round picks getting thrown in there,
The Chiefs receive a 2024 seventh-round pick and a 2025 third-round pick, which is what they would have got.
Yeah, that's a comp pick.
And a comp pick,
except it's an early third.
It's an earlier.
End of third, right.
And there's no guarantee you get a comp pick if you go out and sign a bunch of guys
next
year.
So, I get it. I mean, they just invested in Chris Jones. They've had a lot of success drafting defensive backs lately, including Snead, in developing.
Yeah.
I don't know who their secondary coach is, but he's doing a heck of a job. So, I mean, I get it, but for a contender, maybe we should have kept him and just let him walk.
Titans get an A-minus. The Chiefs get a C-minus.
Titans have been active.
Yeah. The Carlton Davis trade. The Lions get Carlton Davis, a 2024 sixth-round pick, which is 201, and a 2025 sixth-round pick. The Buccaneers get a 2024 third-round pick, which is 92.
Yeah, and again, I don't think they had long-term plans for Davis. Lions are in it to win it, and corner was a big problem, and now they're without Sutton all of a sudden, too.
Yeah.
So that was before
kind of precipitated, yeah.
Yeah, that was before the Sutton stuff. So they probably still are in the market for a corner, but would have been barren without this deal.
Yeah, they get a B. The Buccaneers get a B-plus on that one.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's our final.
And that's it.
That's
okay.
Our final trade.
Been a lot of trades. I bet
there have
more.
There will be some more coming here.
Yep.
Let's get to another break. He's Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio and on YouTube. You can watch us on the Steelers channel. We are live here at the NFL meetings in Orlando at the Ritz-Carlton. And, well, we'll be back to finish up the show right after this.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
And we are back here at the NFL meetings here in Orlando. I just wanted to clarify one thing here real quickly. There will be two games on Christmas Day.
On that Wednesday.
So you'll have, I would imagine what they'll do is have the four teams that are involved. We'll play Saturday,
and then they'll just flip them. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a lot of football that week.
Yeah. Fix your mic there a little bit.
Oh, okay. Thanks, sir.
There you are.
I assume we'll have Thursday games on the 26th too, as usual. Probably.
Yes.
Probably. No one talked about that, but
day
I assume that's the case.
Which means Christmas travel.
Yeah.
If you're on the road.
If you're one of those teams, right? Yeah. That Saturday's not great for.
No,
you guys, or that Wednesday, or that Thursday.
Absolutely
that
not. Former NFL GM Mike Cannenbaum put together a mock draft here on ESPN.
Through,
I thought
we'd
buzz through that one here real quick and just see how he views upcoming draft here this year. So he has the Bears taking Caleb Williams, the Commanders taking Drake May, the Patriots taking Jaden Daniels. And that's,
that's set in stone.
This draft starts at number three.
I think so, too. I mean, I don't know what quarterback's going to go to, but I know one will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Patriots, however, will be drafting in the three spot.
Right. I don't think I would if I were them. I mean,
I don't think I would either.
The chances that the organization loves three guys is probably slim, but who knows? Maybe they do. I just think I would build O-line and receivers like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw a third overall pick into that situation right now.
Yeah,
I
would agree with you. At four, the Cardinals take J.J. McCarthy. That doesn't make any sense.
I assume he's not allowed to do trades, so
maybe
he wants McCarthy to go four.
Yeah.
Okay.
At five.
We'll give the benefit of the doubt there because they're not going to draft McCarthy.
Five, the Chargers take Joe Alt.
I think that's more likely than a receiver.
At six, the Giants then take Malik Nabers.
Okay. That's about as far as – I mean, maybe he could fall to seven or eight.
With Alt off the board.
But Harrison didn't go yet, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
At seven, he has the Titans taking J.C. Latham.
Okay. I can see that. I mean, everyone pigeonhole Alt there, but he might not fall to seven.
So Harrison still hasn't gone yet in this draft.
Right, which I bet he does.
At eight, the Falcons take Dallas Turner. If I'm the Falcons and Harrison –
I'd still take Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison. Right. Like,
put him with London and Pitts and those guys, of course.
Then he has the Bears taking at nine, Marvin Harrison Jr.
I'm sure they'd be quite happy about that. Sure, we'll give you a ninth pick.
Okay, Mike. That's why he's a former GM.
Yeah, and so he's not really the media savvy type.
At 10, the Jets then take Fashanu.
Okay. If you were them, would you take Fashanu, Bowers, or Adunze in that situation? I mean, they have two tackles, but they're old and scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I would understand Fashanu. Don't get me wrong. Bowers versus Adunze, though, I think is an interesting question.
It's an interesting conversation for them, yeah.
Because they have two receivers, but can you count on Mike Williams for a whole year? And
right.
Adunze's really, really good.
And Williams is only signed on a one-year deal.
Right. So you can use a third anyway.
Okay, so he does allow for mock drafts here, or for trades, because he's got a projected trade here.
He's still with the Cardinals taking J.J.
He's
McCarthy?
Got the Vikings. Maybe he. So the Cardinals get pick number 11.
Oh, so he had Minnesota trade up for McCarthy.
No.
Oh.
No. He has the Cardinals getting pick 11. The Vikings getting Kyler Murray in pick number 66.
Oh, okay.
There's a little twist.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's an interesting way of looking at things. I guess Murray could move. I mean, I know there's a lot of dead money.
A lot of dead money involved, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be interesting in that dome playing with Jefferson and those guys, though.
And then the Cardinals take at 11, Quinion Mitchell.
Okay, well, they could need everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 12, chalkiest of chalk, the Denver Broncos take Bo Nix.
Wow, that's becoming more and more of a thing.
Yeah.
You beat me to it, but I've been stealing that for myself, too. I thought I was being unique, and I forgot you had that the week before. I think it fits.
At 13, the Raiders take Talisi Fuaga.
Yeah. Right side of the line's a mess.
Yeah. At 14.
Tackles are falling, though, quick.
The Saints finally end the Roma Dunzie.
Oh, there's fall no way he falls that far, though.
Yeah, to take Dunzie at 14.
I mean, I would honestly be on the phone if I were the Steelers if he was at 12, 13 still.
Yeah.
I mean, you put him with Pickens, forget about it.
At 15, the Colts take Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, he fits their mold. I bet they like Mitchell better, just for length.
At 16, the Seahawks take Troy Fatanu.
He'd probably be a guard for them.
Yeah.
Which, in a real good one.
17, the Jaguars take Brian Thomas.
I think that's possible, but they've invested a lot in receivers lately.
They just seem to keep gathering as many wide receivers as they can get.
Yeah, I mean, I'd much rather have him than Gabe Davis, but he's sort of repetitive with Gabe Davis, too.
Yeah.
You know?
At 18, the Bengals take Amarius Mims.
I don't think they will take a tackle after signing one. I know it's one-year deal.
It's a one-year deal, and Mims,
he could be a guard for now.
He's only played eight career starts. So, I mean, you could give him some time to learn.
He might be the 6-0 lineman as he learns or something like that. Yeah, maybe.
At 19, the Rams take Michael Penix.
Wow. I guess you could. I mean, he would be the third guy there.
I mean,
but they need a young quarterback.
Yeah, they do need somebody. I mean, both their guys are old.
I mean, that's six quarterbacks before the Steelers pick.
Yeah, that would be great.
You'd love that, yeah.
Yeah. At 20, he has the Steelers taking a Donnie Mitchell.
Maybe. I mean, I understand the highlight film, the need. I mean, if he's looking at the Steelers roster whenever he put this out, probably a day or two ago, they were really, really light at receiver, and they still need a guy.
Yeah.
I would not trade the 20th pick for a Donnie Mitchell right now.
I don't think I would either.
No.
Here's what he has to say. The Steelers have dramatically overhauled their quarterback position with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. They also recently traded Deontay Johnson and could use a standout receiver opposite George Pickens. Mitchell had a standout season at Texas after transferring from Georgia, averaging 15.4 yards per catch, scoring 11 touchdowns. He can fly at 6'2", running a 4.34 at the combine, and I really like this fit.
I get it, and I don't dislike the fit. I just think it's a little early for him. So,
especially with so many other wide receivers.
You could get in round two. If you just looked at his highlight film, you would think he might be the best player in the draft. But there's a lot of routes. I'm not saying he's, like, lazy or anything like that, but he just kind of jogs through them. And I don't know how he's being coached. Like, he's a hard guy to scout, not being able to sit down with his coaches, the people around him at Texas, and the young man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's the deal here, you know?
Yeah, that's why I didn't have him in my top five.
He was fifth for me, but
yeah,
he seems to be pushing Thomas on some boards.
He'd be at six or seven for me just because of that.
Yeah. Who was your five? McConkey.
McConkey, yeah.
Okay.
At 21, Jackson Powers Johnson.
To who?
Miami.
Miami. Yeah, that's a good fit. He wouldn't be a center for them, though.
At 22, we finally see Brock Bowers go. See, if Brock Bowers were available at 20 –
I'm taking him over.
I would have no problem with the Steelers because he's a wide receiver.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
He'd be a big slot. Yeah. It'd make him hard to play against.
Yeah.
He would never fall that far.
No. At 23, Minnesota takes Johnny Newton.
And they end up with Kyler Murray before, right?
Kyler Murray and Johnny Newton coming out of this draft.
Okay. The D-tackle's an issue for them.
At 24, the Cowboys take Byron Murphy.
That's not terrible, but they went D-tackle, a much different type last year. And I think O-line is
It's a major need. Yeah,
they have spots all over the line.
At 25, the Packers take Tyler Guyton.
Be fine. You could develop him a little bit, and he doesn't have to play right now.
Yeah. 26, the Buccaneers take Cooper DeJean.
I don't think Guyton gets past the Cowboys.
I don't think he does either.
I think he said that the other day. Yeah. DeJean to who?
Tampa Bay.
Okay. We talked about last segment, they traded Davis.
Yeah. 27, the Cardinals, again, take Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, that would be a good fit.
Yeah.
That'd be sixth receiver off the board.
Yeah, right. At 28, the Bills take Xavier Worthy.
It's fine. I mean, they,
that's kind of Gabe Davis-like.
Yeah. I mean, they could use a take-the-top-off guy. I mean, Samuel's a different type that they signed. I'd be fine with it.
29, the Lions take Leitu, the edge out of UCLA.
I think that's a great pick for them. I mean, they don't need to develop him. They want to plug him in right now and be the guy opposite Hutchinson.
Yeah. At 30, the Ravens take Jared Verse.
Wow. I mean, that's a pretty good value at 30.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't hesitate one bit.
I don't see him falling that far. At 31.
These edges really fall.
Yeah.
Because Chop didn't even get picked yet.
Right. 31, the 49ers take Braden Fisk.
I don't think so.
That's pretty early
for
me.
They also just traded for Malik Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's what they do. Short arms. And yeah, they're more traits-based, and they have a great D-line coach.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some traits.
He does. I mean, speed and get-off and athleticism, but right. I don't see that fit.
And at 30, the Chiefs take Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle out of Arizona.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, guard's not a need, tackle is. He could be one or the other.
Yeah.
Tackle's a problem for them right
tackle
now.
Tackle is a huge problem for them.
And in a draft like this, if you're a team like the Chiefs, Super Bowl champs, and you can get a tackle for 5 years cost-controlled instead of going out and buying a Donovan Smith or a Taylor like they did last year, that's a lot more financial
sense. A lot of money into for a team that has some – they're spending money elsewhere now.
Of course.
But interesting. I didn't love that draft.
No, I didn't like anything about it, apparently. There were some interesting things, like could Kyler get traded? I've never heard anybody say that,
I mean,
but that's interesting.
We've talked about this a lot when we've done our mocks. Like, Brock Bowers could go in a lot of different spots.
He could, but, I mean, could the Saints and Colts and teams like that pass on him?
That'd be tough.
That'd be real tough. I bet Sean McVay would do stuff with him.
I mean,
I'm just thinking of teams right before the Steelers. The Bengals don't feature the tight end, but if he's sitting there at 18.
But you just look at him as a receiver. Like,
right.
Okay.
You're probably going to lose Higgins. Just get him pass catchers. You know, Burrow will figure it out.
Right, yeah.
I don't see Bowers. I think he'd go to the Jets at 10.
That's my spot.
Yeah. I used to think the Bears were in play, but they have Komet and they signed Everett.
Yeah.
And they also have Keenan Allen. I mean, so I could see him taking a receiver, but not Bowers.
Yeah. There's some interesting views on that. And the Kyler Murray trade is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't agree with this mock, and I don't think there's a very good chance that he's close, to be very honest with you. But I do like hearing, I never thought of that fit with that team and things like that, which is kind of cool.
It's just something different.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's something different. And, well.
That's a wrap, Jack.
You know, Matt, we're going to come back and do this again tomorrow, our last day here in Orlando.
Last drive of the week.
That'll be the last drive of the week. We'll kind of wrap up the entire week in tomorrow's show and talk about a little bit about everything that has happened here this week. And, well, maybe we'll do a little mock draft tomorrow as well.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah.
We haven't done one of those, and it is time to start gauging in or zeroing in on the draft again, especially after
the three signings yesterday. By tomorrow, right.
Or three agreements that the Steelers came to yesterday, kind of closes the door maybe except for center.
Lessens some needs.
Except at center, there's still that. But, again, I think, you know, until you know what's happening with Connor Williams, you're kind of stuck. Mm-hmm. That's going to do it for today's show.
That's a wrap, yeah.
So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Gerard Schaefer here on site, making sure we get our pretty faces on YouTube. And for Justin Miller, back in Pittsburgh, keeping us on the air here on Steelers Nation Radio, I'm Dale Lally, and we appreciate you listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.